Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, we're back. And boy, have we got a great show for you today. We've got mud monsters, fancy boys, emotionally intelligent pirates, devious mice, helpful llamas, and so much more coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
What are they made of? Mud and rocks?
They're not made of mud. I think the mud itself is alive. And it seems to be controlling its surroundings through some sort of parasitic control. Fascinating! If I could just analyze its properties.
There's no time for that, Siegfried. We could really use a little slash boom right about now.
Fear not, baby with a mustache. For when our backs are against the wall, there is always room for slash boom. Will my crewmates stand with me?
Bring it on!
Then in the name of Ton Grisnir.
Huh?
Thor's magical goat.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure, okay.
Onward!
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story? I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
No, you shall be going out with your friend.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast,
where we take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Based on the job description, you really wouldn't think we'd be in danger so much of the time.
That's why it's a good thing we have Siegfried. Some problems need to be solved with some good old brute force.
It's not my first choice as a solution, but in this case, I have to agree. Sometimes we need to rely on the instincts of a true Viking like you, Siegfried.
By Odin's eyeball, yes. After all, that is like my whole deal, I guess. Well, if you need me, I shall be in my quarters.
Okay. Hey, Nimini, while he does that, should we do a story?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, listeners, have you ever wondered how your brain works? Like, how do we have thoughts enter our heads? And who's up there deciding what we do? Have you ever wondered if the voices in your head are, well, pirates? This next story has, and here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Nico. I'm 8 years old, and I live in North Carolina. This is my story, Grain Pirates.
Good morning, Captain.
And a fine morning it is, Mr. Loeb. And how is our lad Kevin doing this fine morning?
Kevin's already had his breakfast and is on his way to school. Take a look for yourself.
Well, well. Hey, Kevin. Look who didn't miss the bus today.
That's right, bus driver Steve. I'm going to have a great day today. And it's going to start with me being on time for once.
Good for you. Okay, hop on in.
Ah, very good, Mr. Loeb. Seems a fine morning to be a brain pirate, riding the high seas of Kevin's brain. Am I right, crew?
Hooray!
The brain pirates are sailing upon the waves inside your head, fighting off your problems and your existential dread. We swashbuckle our way through your social anxieties. The brain pirates are always here upon your brain's high seas.
Hey! Very good.
Captain, looks like Kevin has arrived at school.
See you later, bus driver Steve.
All right there, Kevin. Take it easy.
Ah, look at me. I'm on time and ready to learn. Things are really looking up.
Hey, Kevin.
Ah! Oh, hey, Heather. Wow, you startled me.
Sorry. My mom says that I can sometimes be a bit much. What do you think?
Captain, intense younger kid seeking validation off the starboard bow. Should we run for it?
No, Mr. Loeb. We'll not be hurting anyone's feelings on my watch. Hold steady.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Heather. I think you're...
Hold.
You are...
Hold.
Very unique.
Thanks, Kevin.
We did it, Captain. We avoided the problem.
Of course we did. Because...
The brain pirates are always here. We sail inside your brain, avoiding social situations that may cause you pain. We're patient and we take our time with younger kids like Heather. 'Cause while some kids can take a hint, others miss it altogether.
Hey!
Well done, crew. We've made it through some treacherous waters.
Captain, Kevin has made it to his desk.
Okay, everyone open your math books to chapter 14.
Looks like smooth sailing from here.
But first, Kevin.
Huh?
Everyone, at the ready.
I just wanted to say... Good to see you on time today.
Everyone stand down. It's just some polite ribbing.
And also, did you finish that humanities packet that was due yesterday?
Red alert! To your stations!
Captain, the excuse cannons are loaded and ready.
On my mark.
My homework?
Fire!
Yeah, I was gonna do it, but my grandmother came into town unexpectedly.
And your grandmother wouldn't let you do your homework?
It's a miss, Captain!
Fire again!
No, it's just she surprised us with tickets to the theater.
Last night was a Monday, Kevin. Aren't theaters famously closed on Mondays?
Another miss, Captain!
Fire at will!
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because it turns out that my grandma got the dates mixed up, which we didn't realize until we got into the city. But then on the way back, the train got stuck in the tunnel because there were goats on the track. Yeah, turns out a farm car overturned, and there were animals everywhere. Yeah, we didn't get home until 10:59 p.m. Then I was still gonna do it, but then Greg died.
Greg.
My goldfish.
Well, it seems like you had quite a night. You think you can get it in tomorrow?
Will do, Ms. Ryan.
Direct hit! We did it, Captain!
Of course we did, because...
The brain pirates are always here, we're deep inside your mind. Ready with excuses,
yes,
of every shape and kind. And though your credibility may very well be damaged, we brain pirates must take that risk to save your grade point average.
Hey!
That's the end of another school day. Kevin is safely back on the bus. Nothing else to worry about.
Whew, that was a long day of school. I can't wait to get home and catch up on my homework.
Mr. Loeb, the bridge is yours.
Captain, look!
Hey, Kevin.
It's Sindel, Kevin's crush.
Is the seat taken?
Oh, hey, Sindel. No, go ahead.
Quick, Mr. Loeb! We need to send her a signal!
So, I...
Shall I raise the too cool for school flag?
No, Kevin's more confident than that.
So, Sindel.
How about the I love you, let's get married flag?
They're 12, Mr. Loeb. We need something age appropriate. And I know just what to do.
I was wondering if you wanted to come with me and the gang to get some ice cream at the new mall this weekend.
That would be great. I love ice cream.
Captain, you went with the casual hang with friends in a public place flag. How'd you know?
I knew because...
The Brain Pirates will fight for you. We always will be there. And when the gentle winds of love start blowing through your hair, we'll help you be respectful as you read the social cues. Cause you're only now but 12 years old in the dawn of middle school.
Hey! Evening, Mr. Loeb. How's our lad, Kevin?
He's been burning the midnight oil, but he finally managed to finish up that late homework assignment and is just now dozing off in bed.
Boy, that was a long day.
A long day it was, lad, a long day it was. But now it's time to lower the sail and call it a night.
Aye, Captain. Captain! Something rumbling in the waters up ahead.
Well, that's impossible. What problems could Kevin have while he's asleep? Sweet synapses! It's a nightmare!
Kevin, thanks for agreeing to help me knit all these gerbils.
No. No.
To your battle stations!
Kevin, I'm hungry for homework. Feed me, Kevin. Feed me.
No. No, it's not ready. It's not ready.
Load the logic muskets.
Kevin,
we're trapped in this mall and it's filling up with ice cream. What do we do?
Fire!
This doesn't make sense. That's too much ice cream. You can't knit a gerbil.
Keep knitting, Kevin.
Knitting.
Feed me, Kevin. Homework.
Save me, Kevin.
Ice cream.
Why are you always late?
The nightmare's too strong! It's going to sink us!
Pull yourself together, Mr. Loeb. It's just a dream. On my mark, we shall soothe the mighty beast.
The Brain Pirates are always here to soothe your troubled sleep. We cast out nightmares far and wide where'er they dare to creep. Oh, mighty beast, you are not real, return ye to the sea. Take these wayward memories and leave our cabin be.
No, no, I'm so sleepy. Must stress out Kevin with abstract connections. Homework, gerbils. Ice cream! You haven't seen the last of me!
Captain! You defeated the nightmare!
What?
Quiet! You'll wake up Kevin!
Who will wake up Kevin?
Kevin!
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, Nico. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
So, Nico, you wrote Brain Pirates.
Yes.
So, can you talk me through what kinds of problems the Brain Pirates help you take on?
They would probably figure out problems about friendship, so problems with people that you aren't close to.
Can you give me an example of that kind of problem?
Like, maybe if you're having an argument with your friend, the Brain Pirates would tell your brain, like, hey, don't get too aggressive, just try to work it out.
Yeah. That's great advice, honestly. It's funny to think about, like, a pirate with a pirate voice giving such sensible advice like that.
Like, yo, you shall figure it out with your friend.
Yar, be compassionate.
Yeah.
Do you feel like in any way you have any brain pirates in your own head?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, sometimes I feel like there's a little voice in my head, like, don't do this. That might be mean to your friend and it might start an argument.
It sounds like you pay a lot of attention to how you treat people.
Yes, I don't like to treat people bad, and I don't think anybody likes to treat people bad, so I made this story kind of about that and kind of about pirates. y'all.
Yeah. Nico, I am so excited that I got to talk to you. My brain pirates right now are just telling me how good this interview was, and they won't stop talking about it.
Oh, they like, hey, this was a good interview. Yeah, this was a good interview. Yo, I'm the leader in this, and I declare this a good interview.
That's exactly what they're saying. It's like hearing you speak like that is like hearing the voices in my own head. What are your brain pirates saying right now?
They were saying like, wow, I can't believe to talk to Lee. Oh, yeah, me too. I'm so happy. Yeah, this was a good interview too.
Well, Nico and Nico's brain pirates, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You enjoy yours too. Bye.
Bye.
That story was so
fascinating.
Hey, did Siegfried seem a little off to you when we got back?
He did seem a little more low energy than his usual self. I've got to analyze some of these mud samples. Could you go check on him?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mighty mirror on the wall. I see my reflection looking back at me. I know that my powerful stature and unkempt beard may strike terror in the hearts of my enemies, but there's more to Siegfried the Orange than the brutish Viking. I'm a Viking and I love that side of me. I'm powerful and muscular and strong. I can effortlessly fell a mighty tree. But if you think that's all I am, then you'd be wrong. When you come upon this burly Viking, look again, because what you can't see is behind all the swords and fighting, I am Siegfried the Fancy.
Siegfried?
Ah, baby with a mustache. Apologies. You've no doubt come to inform me that the deep and bellowing tones of my singing are too loud.
No. It sounds like you already know that it's too loud. But it also sounds like you might need help becoming more fancy.
It seems you've deciphered the meaning behind my cryptic lyrics.
They were pretty literal. Either way, I'd be happy to help. After all, I am the fanciest baby on the ship.
You are the sole member of the crew whose bow tie doesn't spin, and not just because the battery's dead. I accept your offer. When shall we begin?
Right after this.
Let's make Siegfried fancy. Let's make him a fancy boy. Let's make him really fancy. A fancy, fancy, fancy boy.
First things first, if you want to be fancy, you gotta sound fancy.
But how does one sound fancy?
Easy. All you gotta do is change your soundtrack to something a little bit more Baroque.
What's Baroque?
This! The Baroque period was a time in history when everything felt like the inside of an art gallery.
And with this music playing under everything I say, it feels as if I am the art gallery.
Exactly! It's like I always say, if it ain't Baroque, let's fix it.
Oh! A fancy joke! I can feel it working already.
We used Baroque to whet his fancy, and now he's a much more fancy boy.
Siegfried, what's your drink of choice?
Isn't it obvious? Orange juice. Why do you think they call me Siegfried the Orange?
Because your beard is orange?
Ha! My beard is more like a light rust color. But you don't hear them calling me Siegfried the Rusty. Except at open mic nights, which I actually find quite hurtful.
Let's not focus on your stand-up career.
You sound like my parents.
Let's focus on drinkware. Being fancy isn't about what you're drinking, but how you're drinking it.
I draw my mighty straw and plunge it directly into the orange.
See, we can't do that. It's too efficient. And being fancy is all about inefficiency. Here, take this cup and saucer and gently sip the orange juice. Not too much. That's better. You can take another sip like that in 30 minutes.
But I'm so thirsty.
No. You're so fancy.
Don't drink that juice too quick, 'cause fancy boys take little sips.
Now, for the final and most importante step to becoming fancy. See that huge pile of books in front of you?
Yes. Shall I read these extensive tomes to gain the knowledge hidden inside?
Being fancy isn't really about reading books. It's about balancing books on your head. Now start stacking as many as you can up there.
Ah, a simple task for me, as I have incredible balance.
Wow, 20, 40, 60, Siegfried! That's amazing!
I've never felt so fancy, and it's all thanks to you.
Siegfried, I think you're ready. Let's go show off your new fancy persona.
1,000 books stacked on his head, now that's one well-read Siegfried.
Nimini! Hey, Nimini!
Oh, baby with a mustache!
Oh, why do you look all sweaty?
I have something to tell you about the mud.
In a second. First, please allow me to present Siegfried the Fancy.
Ah, thank you. My, what a lovely day. Or night, deep underneath the earth.
Why do you have so many books on your head?
The fancier to balance with, my dear Nimini. Care for a spot of orange juice?
Not right now. There's...
I'm sure you're wondering what happened to the old Siegfried, the unruly, boorish, brutish Viking.
Actually, yes, because I...
I'm afraid I barely remember him anymore, for I am now incredibly fancy.
We could really use the old Siegfried right now, because the mud sample escaped and is wreaking havoc on the ship.
Come again?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Siegfried, do something!
Slash! Boom!
Siegfried, you did it!
Really quickly, too.
Yes. My impulsive Viking nature wins out once again. It seems that I shall never be Siegfried the Fancy.
Siegfried, being fancy doesn't mean that you can't be a Viking anymore.
It doesn't?
Oh, yeah. Did I not mention that? I meant to mention that. Being fancy is supposed to add to the things you can do, not take anything away.
So you're saying that I can be a rough, burly Viking while still being sophisticated and fancy?
Yeah. You took down a living mud monster while still balancing 1,000 books on your head. You're the fanciest Viking I've ever seen.
Your cold and calculating logic brings warmth to my heart, baby with a mustache. Although, I don't know how long I can maintain this level of fanciness.
You don't have to. Being fancy is something fun to do from time to time, but being fancy all the time can get exhausting pretty quickly.
Ah, thank Tongrisnir! I was beginning to wonder if I'd have to drink orange juice one sip at a time forever. Straw! Stop! Drink!
Ah! Now that's an efficient way to drink an orange. Oh, and now you're eating the rind.
Chop, chop!
The straw!
And your bow tie is spinning. Well, if it ain't Baroque...
The fanciest sound around! Nimini, baby with a mustache, shall we regale our listeners with another story?
Yeah!
And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, I'm Talal and I'm 5 years old. I live in Oregon. This is my story, Camel Hump.
And before we head to the final stop of the farm tour, let's say goodbye to your two new llama friends, Olivia and Lily.
Thanks for stopping by. Have fun on the rest of the tour.
We're llamas.
Oh, they sure are. Now, if you'll walk right over here, we've come to the final stop on the farm tour.
Oh, I hope this is what I think it is.
That's right. It's everyone's favorite part of the tour. It's the camel.
Yes. Hello, my fine friends. It's me, the camel. And I know what y'all came here to see. The most distinct aspect of any camel. Please enjoy my hump.
Yes, it is a beautiful hump.
Thank you. All right, all right. I'll now open the farm up for questions.
Oh.
Yes, you over there?
Yes, hi. Is it true that your hump is full of water?
Well, not quite. You see, my hump stores fat, which can be converted into water when sustenance is not available. This gives me the ability to endure long periods of travel without water. And did you know that as the fat in my hump is depleted, it becomes floppy and flabby?
I did not.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
My hump is full of surprises. Now, unless there are any more questions.
I have a question.
Who said that?
Down here.
Oh, would you look at that? It's a teeny tiny ordinary mouse.
Ordinary?
Hello, little guy. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. What would you do without a hump?
Well, that's a silly question. What would a camel be without a hump? A llama?
Hey, camel!
No offense, llamas.
All right, everyone, that's all for today. The camel needs his beauty sleep.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Thank you for coming. Good night! Another successful day being a beautiful camel with an identity-anchoring hump. I love you, hump. Mwah! Sweet dreams.
That's right, camel. Keep sleeping. It's just a teeny tiny ordinary mouse. Don't mind me. I'm just gonna have myself a little midnight snack. Sweet dreams, camel.
Wow, I just had the wildest dream.
And if you just walk right over here, you'll find our final stop on the farm tour.
Oh, the tour's here. I must have slept in.
That's right. It's everyone's favorite stop on the farm tour. It's...
the camel!
Yes!
Wow.
Hello, my friends. I know what you all came here to see. Please enjoy my hump! What?
Oh, what is it?
That's no camel.
Of course I'm a camel. Just look at my... my hump! It's gone!
Yeah, that's right, because I ate it.
Mouse? You ate my hump? But when? And why? And how?
Last night, You had it coming. Determination. Hey, everyone, that's no camel. That's a plain old ordinary llama.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's
definitely. Our work here is done. Yeah. Now let's get out of here.
Wait! No, come back! Farmer, not you too!
I'm sorry, camel. What can I do? I'm very susceptible to peer pressure. Please, clear out your stall by 5.
No, wait. All I need is a new hump. Just give me until tomorrow. I'll be back in the morning. You'll see.
Well, all right. But you have until tomorrow. And if you walk right over here, you'll find that our final stop of the tour has already happened. So that's it. Now, if you just make your way to the gift shop,
Wait a minute. What about the last stop?
Oh, that's nothing. That's just...
Me, the camel! I know what you all came here to see. Please enjoy my hump!
Hi there!
Huh? I'm sorry, that's not a hump.
Of course it's a hump. What else would it be?
Hi there!
It's a person and a boat sitting on your back.
Potato, potato, it's my hump.
No, it's a person and a boat.
Hi there!
Okay, well, who's to say a person and a boat aren't a camel's hump?
Well, I would, and probably everyone else. Am I right?
Yeah, of course.
I gotta say, I'm on their side.
Quiet, hump.
Sorry.
Come on, everyone. Let's get out of here.
Wait! Come back! Hump, not you too!
Sorry, but I gotta drag this boat all the way back to the water. I'll see you later. It's been... weird. Come on, boat. Yes!
Oh! Ah! Heavier than I remember. Okay. Wow, a lot of rocks in this farm. Okay. Oh, why did I agree to this? Nobody. Oh, my back. Oh, just push through it. Bend with the back, right? Oh, that was wrong. Oh, boy. Oh, guy with the boat. You've really gotten yourself into it now. Don't stop. Call my chiropractor. At the pothole. In a farm, in a field, can you have a pothole? Or is it just a hole?
My hump!
Well, camel, I'm sorry. Please have your stall cleared out by 5.
No, wait. Just give me one more chance, please.
Well, okay. But only because I'm easily swayed. You have until tomorrow.
Oh, camel, what have you done? You've let your hubris get the best of you. But look at you now. Just another lonely llama.
Dear friends, I need some help. I wish for help. I wish for help. Dear friends, I need some help. I wish for some help.
What a silly wish.
Hi, Camel. Is everything all right?
Olivia? Lily? The llamas? What are you doing here?
Sounded like you could use some help.
Oh, you could hear that?
Yeah, we live right next to you. We can hear literally everything you say. So how can we help, Camel?
You really want to help me? But I publicly humiliate you two for being regular old llamas in front of throngs of tourists every single day.
Yeah, it's definitely not cool that you do that.
But we still don't enjoy seeing you in pain.
Everyone deserves a second chance, Camel.
Wow, llamas. I had no idea that you were both so kind. I just thought you were, you know, weird, humpless animals. Oh, geez, okay, wow. Now that I hear it out loud, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, we're more than what we look like, Camel. And so are you.
You're saying that even without a hump, I'm still a camel?
Of course you are. You'll always be you.
My goodness! Olivia and Lily, thank you for helping me see that I'm so much more than the amount of fat stored on my back with the potential to be converted into water when sustenance is not available. You hear that, world? I don't need a hump!
Oh, then does that mean you don't want this golden hump that we made for you while you were singing that song?
A golden hump?
Yeah, but if you don't want it, we can take it.
No, I'll take it. Self-acceptance is great and all, but I also want to keep my job. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's see what the farmer thinks. Tomorrow on the farm tour.
Now, if you all walk right over here, we've come to the final stop on the farm tour. That's right, it's everyone's favorite part of the tour. It's
me, the camel!
Oh, the golden camel.
Wow, he's dead.
definitely going to say hump. I mean, look at how beautiful and golden it is.
The most distinct aspect of any camel.
100% he's going to say hump.
His best friend.
Here comes the hump.
The llamas.
Huh?
Olivia, hit it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
With friends, we all have help when we need help. When we need help, with friends, here to help. Our friends are here to help.
Yeah!
Wow.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you so much.
Wow, I'm easily swayed. Camel, you can stay.
Yes!
The end.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
Send us your story.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, we've got a story from 9-year-old Lydia in Idaho. Lydia sent us Frank the Zucchini. And if you like the kind of story where a character has to make a great escape, this one is for you. It's about a zucchini in a fridge who decides they need to be free. Thanks for the story, Lydia. Next up, a shout out to Maya, a 4-year-old in New Jersey, who sent us the story, Don't Put Pets on Your Head, which is pretty good advice if you ask me, except for Maya also sent us a photograph of her with a pet on her head. So I'm not really sure what to believe anymore. Maya, incredible story. My favorite character of the week comes to us from Ari, a 7-year-old in Florida, who wrote the story, Just You. And you is like the letter U. Just You. And it's a story about an art contest with an artist whose name is Just You. Which is exactly the kind of name that an artist would have, right? Like you would hear it, Just You. And you'd think, that's so weird. Why would anyone call themselves that? And then you see their art or you hear their art and you're like, yes, yes, Just You. Yes, we love you, Just You. Thank you so much for this fantastic story, Ari. And finally, shout out to Andrew, a 6-year-old from Texas who sent us the story, The Boy Who Could Breathe Fire. And if you know me, you know I love a good superhero origin story, and this story does not disappoint. And honestly, you have to read this story for yourself because it's a superhero origin story for the ages. To read that story and all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
And now it's time for you to write us a story. And if you don't know what to write, here's a story spark from Nico, the author of Brain Pirates.
Kids, write a story about a mysterious door. What if some kids looked through the keyhole and on the other side they saw the moon? What happens when they go through the door? And who or what is waiting for them on the other side?
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Nico and Paloma. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories and story sparks at storypirates.com. And remember, every single story we receive gets some love, some story love. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Mike Cavallon, Minzwi Karami, Mahala Lawrence, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Roll Call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Minzwi Karami. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon, Mahala Lawrence, and Alexa Simpson. And contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. This episode features performances by Alec Brown, Ryan Chittipong, Carly Shiraki, Sasha Diamond, Chris Ferry, Lindsay Ford, Dahlia Glick, Sawyer Greenberg, Quentin Johnson, Anna Marr, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Mark Vigent, and Nimini Ware. The Brain Pirates song and Dear Friends were written by Peter McNerney and Jack Mitchell and produced by Jack Mitchell. Siegfried the Fancy Song was written by Minzui Karami and Jack Mitchell and produced by Jack Mitchell. Okay, another episode in the books. Woo! You know, I wonder how I feel about today's episode.
Yo, you should feel good. You did a good job. Yo, haha.
Oh, that must be my brain pirate. Hey, brain pirate. Thanks for that. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, yo. I live in your brain. I want to take a break now. Can you fall asleep?
Oh, you know, I'm just not ready to fall asleep yet, though. Can we stay up a little bit longer?
Sure, yo. I'll just be taking a break in my brain hammock. It's outside my house.
You know, since I am going to stay up a little bit late tonight, maybe I'll do some crafting. I wonder what craft I should make.
I think you should make something that should tell you that you're happy because you did a good job.
Wait, are you still at work, Brain Pirate? I thought you were relaxing in your hammock.
I know, I am. I always give you advice.
Oh, so you, like, never get any time off.
Well, sometimes I get a break when you're sleeping, but I don't know what that word means. Just the mayor told it to me.
The mayor?
Yes, the mayor of Brainsville.
Oh, right! I didn't vote for him. What about you?
I voted for his little sister, but she was too young to be mayor, so I was voting for no one, basically, unfortunately.
Yeah, that happens a lot with me, too. Well, Brain Pirate, it's been great, but I guess I am going to go to bed. Good night!
Good night!